Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Hey guys, I'm Uma Paganampke-Pagan alongside Ian McNally. It's day 10 of the At the Movies Advent Calendar. 10 days in, 10 movies down. Today, it's another Shane Black Christmas special. It's Lethal Weapon, released in 1987, directed by Richard Donner, and of course, starring Danny Glover and Mel Gibson. And, you know, believe it or not, Lethal Weapon did Christmas first. They did it a year before Die Hard. Unfortunately, it's set in LA.
Yeah.
And there is no snow.
There's no snow, but I think there's a lot of fake plastic trees.
There are. But let me tell you this. This is how Christmassy this movie is, Ian McNally. The opening scene involves a naked hooker, cocaine, and a fatal nosedive out of a high rise that's set to Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah. Remember
Christmas.
Remember when movies didn't tell you what was going on when they started?
Yes,
can you imagine
exactly.
Walking into Lethal Weapon and watching this and being like, what the hell is this? Like, because I remember watching it last
it
year
was
because
a
it just starts.
Dark.
Yeah.
And just absolutely criminal opening to what is a really weird mishmash of a movie.
Yeah. But that's what.
But it works.
That's what Shane Black always does. I mean, what is more Christmassy than a suicidal cop who, you know, finds the will to live again in the bosom of his partner.
There you go.
And lots of cocaine.
And of course, Riggs is watching a Bugs Bunny Christmas special when he's contemplating suicide as well.
Yeah.
You know, there are all of these things that Shane Black kind of throws into the film. And yeah, Riggs's redemption is celebrated with Christmas at the Murtaugh household at the end. And so there are all these great little Christmas themes running through this film, which is essentially about drugs and terrorism and two beat cops who are kind of taking down the bad guys in the most violent way possible.
And also slagging off Murtaugh's wife's cooking.
Lethal Weapon, for me, is a great Christmas film for that reason alone. Because it uses all of these themes of Christmas and hides it behind this veneer,
yeah.
Right? Because it's a really hard-hitting crime drama.
It sticks it into a Christmas stocking to sneak it into your lives at Christmas. I mean, you know, there's nothing more Californian than Riggs's beachfront Winnebago style home. But again, as you said, watching Bugs Bunny and throwing Christmas in there, and at the end throwing in the Christmas tree when the bad guys come to the house, and the note on the Christmas tree: "Dear bad guys, no one here but us cops. Sorry, the good guys."
Yes.
And just like, but it's left on the Christmas tree. I mean, that's a maybe he just said it at Christmas so he had somewhere to put that note because he thought it wouldn't have the same impact if it was just left on a dresser.
And, you know, ultimately it's a movie about redemption, Riggs' redemption. And, you know, what is more Christmassy than redemption?
Yeah, Riggs' redemption is the name of the next boat I'm going to buy.
There's also a ton of Christmas music that runs through this film. We've got Jingle Bell Rock, we've got I'll Be Home for Christmas, Silent Night, Jingle Bells, Deck the Halls, The First Noel, all of it used in the most unlikely of scenarios. It's amazing. And I love it when directors and, I guess, producers use music like this out of context, because it gives you a whole new way to look at the song, not just the scene.
Yeah, it's a clash in your brain between the concept and what you normally associate it with, and then now you associate it with two grown men brawling on a lawn while a fire hydrant sprays water all over them Christmas.
And you mean Jingle Bell Rock, that happy, happy song, has nothing to do with suicidal hookers?
Yeah.
What? Ultimately, all the Lethal Weapon movies are movies about family,
yeah.
Right? I mean, it's not just
every
about...
Every movie is Lilo and Stitch.
It is. And it's
every
not just about them, though. I mean, because of Murtaugh's family, and I guess when Rene Russo joins the cast in Lethal Weapon 3, it's about Riggs' family as well, and him getting over the death of his wife. And it's interesting for a movie that is so... Or for a series of movies that is so kind of entrenched in the comedy and criminality and drama of that, that they spend an inordinate amount of time developing these characters. It's something Shane Black does incredibly well, because no one quite writes buddy comedies like that anymore.
And it's also like, it's like Rambo. Like, people think about the buddy cop stuff and I'm too old for this shit, but the actual meat of it is that he's a live wire cop because he's suicidal, and he takes jumpers and makes them jump, you know? And him finding life again is a very Christmas message. Gary Busey's in it, in a suit, just looking tough and nasty, and he's great.
Gary Busey is the one who's gone mental now, right? Or is that James Woods?
That's all of them. Gary Busey's the one with the teeth in Point Break.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Gary Busey is also the one on the Amazon Echo ads, I think.
Is he?
I think he does, Alexa.
Yes. Does he? Or he looks a bit like Nick Nolte without the beard. But I think in this, he's got like that 80s douche look down. He's got like, it's either a t-shirt under the gray, a black t-shirt under a gray suit jacket kind of look going on. And isn't he, there's like Riggs chases after him. There's a on-foot chase where Riggs is chasing after the car and he's going off different ways and everything.
This is an absolutely fantastic bit. Towards the end of the film, they're running. He's in a car and Riggs is in a wife beater, I think. And he's got a gun in his hand, if I'm not mistaken. And he's sweating. And the way he's running, I mean, it gives Tom Cruise's run a good run for its money.
Because Mel Gibson's short, right? Because when he runs, he has that short-legged run.
Yes, he does.
His legs are working overtime, but the top is not moving
really,
that fast.
Really, really fast. Exactly.
Mel Gibson's like a swan.
So I've not seen what they've done with the television series for this. I know it's got greenlit for a second season. Yeah. So obviously it's got the ratings. But first of all, I find it hard for them to make a television series of Lethal Weapon without any cursing, because it's on network television.
Yeah, and first of all, I find it offensive they even tried.
Yeah, but
there are some things you don't need to remake. And if they're talking about as well, like making Lethal Weapon
5? Yes.
Like, Riggs is seriously, how long has his retirement been going on? I mean, it's ridiculous at this point. He's been retiring for 20, 30 years at this stage. Give the man a break.
They're both so old, though.
Yeah, I know.
Lethal Weapon. I mean, Lethal Weapon, yet again, I mean, I think we can recommend any Shane Black movie for you to watch during Christmas.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about more of them later.
We are going to talk about more of them later. And it is a good, fun watch. I mean, it may not fill you with the same kind of cheer and joy as Home Alone.
And you can't quite watch it with your 5-year-old either, unless you want them to have a very interesting January when they get back to school.
God, no. Never watch it with children. I watched this movie far too young, because I think my parents had no idea what it was.
Then your vocabulary was enhanced appropriately?
Very, very well enhanced. Day 10 of our At the Movies Advent calendar with Lethal Weapon. We've got day 11 coming tomorrow with something a little stop motion. Tell us how we're doing on our list. You can tweet us. I'm on @ Pagan.
I'm on @ McNasty Prime.
This is At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.